Between the Lines from Phoenix FM, Rudimental, James Arthur, and The Sun Comes Up. Now, we've been mentioning this for days, looking forward to chatting to Alan, and he's only here in the studio at the moment as well, talking all about the, well, Frankie's Classic Car Fest that's coming up. Alan, I mean, you're here. Ultimately, it's all in aid of St Francis Hospice.
Yeah, it's for a really good cause. All the money will go to St Francis Hospice. We'd like to make around 20,000 on the day if we can for them, which would be quite something, yeah.
Now, so your role really in this, as far as you're concerned, is, I mean, where does it start?
This is number six. This is the sixth year we've done it. And it started from a chance conversation, really. I like to think it was over a pint of beer, but I think it was a cup of tea, actually. where we said there are lots of car nuts about, lots of people who want to support St Francis, and why don't we do something? We spoke to Ford, who very generously now give us their Dunton Technical Centre site. So we've got a superb location for it. It's easy to get to, just off the 127 on the Dunton turnoff, and it's just grown and grown each year. And this year we think we've got already booked in nearly 500 classic cars and bikes. So it'll be quite a sight.
And what qualifies a classic car? Because people must come back year after year and it must grow as
they
well.
They do. There are all sorts of definitions for what's a classic car. In my terms, we generally say if it's more than 20 years old, we'll class it as a classic car.
Yeah.
But we don't like to exclude anything. And there are some interesting, more modern cars. So we have got a post-97 category called future classics. So, you know, anybody that's got something that maybe 15 years old still might be interesting enough. And people will love to see them.
And if it's something you pay a lot of money for, I suppose it counts already as a classic car once you bought it, doesn't it?
Yeah, and you hope it's going to go up in value.
Yes. Yeah.
But we've also got two of the Ford clubs have got special birthdays this year. So we've got the, if you're into fast Fords from either the 90s or the early 2000s, it's the Escort Cosworth's 25th anniversary. It's the one with the huge wing on the back. So there'll be probably getting close to 50 Escort Cosworths on the test track being parked up there. And the Focus RS, which is one of the more modern fast Fords, there are over 200 of those are going to be there for their 15th anniversary. Unfortunately, though, most of them are made in the same colour, but there will be the odd one that's different, I think. So.
And I know with the Escorts, because you get the old Mexicos, you get a real mix of Escorts.
You
when you think how many there were that were made,
yeah.
You don't see many on the road now, do
no,
you?
No, no, and actually the Escorts, I mean, the Mark I Escort is, I have to say, one of my favourites. It's obviously my era. But actually, the really good news on that is we work closely with the Ford Heritage Museum. They've got a big warehouse down in Dagenham. And they are actually bringing along, as a special treat for the day, the 1970 World Cup winning Escort rally car.
Wow.
It was driven by Hannu Mikkola. And Mexico must have been the 70 World Cup.
Which is...
I think the Daily Mirror or somebody ran this London to Mexico rally. This is the car from Hannu Mikkola and Gunnar Palm that actually won that that rally. And Ford are going to bring it along and people can come along and look at it and see it, and it'll be a great sight. Yeah.
And as a result, you always associated the word Mexico with Escorts and rallying
and
Ford, didn't you?
My memory is not too great on this, but I think as a result of that rally win, they actually brought out the model called the Escort Mexico to try and get some benefit from the rally win. Yeah.
And still now we're talking about it, remembering
yes.
it. And those old Fords, I mean, I know there are other cars there, including, I think, it's quite an involvement with Jaguar this year as well, isn't there?
Who were owned by Ford for a while. There's a few Jaguars there, definitely.
Yeah.
And we've got things from the 20s. One I hadn't heard of, and I had to Google. We've got a 1928 Marmon, which looks a bit gangsterish, a bit Cadillac-ish American. So we've got things from the 20s, 30s. We've got a lot of 50s and 60s
there's
stuff.
Something for everyone, though, isn't there?
There is a lot there. But it isn't just for the petrol heads and the car nuts. It is a family day out.
That's what I was just coming on to, because and with a car show like this, it you do seem to be making sure that there's something for everyone. I mean, even just looking, you know, with the pictures and the mascots there, the fact that it's Frankie's Classic Car and Bike Fest.
Yes, Frankie's the St Francis Hospice mascot. He is a bit of a petrol head himself, I like to think. And there's a lovely picture, actually, of him. I don't think it's on the website at the moment, but him as a passenger in written by 1962 Daimler Dart, which looks great, actually. But no, it's the idea is we've expanded it over the years. So we've got a vintage and retro market, which fits really well with the classic cars. So there's probably 25, 30 stalls there that are going to be selling retro stuff and old things, which really mix in well with it. We've got some live music. We've got the 501s playing live, who were there last year and backed by popular demand. They were brilliant last year, I have to say.
And I know the Jive Bombers as well.
Yes, the Hornchurch Jive Bombers, who insist on audience participation. So although they do some great dancing themselves, if you fancy a go, they'll probably drag you out of the audience and get you moving, yeah.
Well, look, what I do, we'll play a song, we'll come back, because there's plenty more to talk about. Anyone, if you're listening, you think, quickly, I want to find out, fsh.org.uk, as always. Head over there and you can find much more about it. But we'll be talking more after the Crystals. It's the Crystals and a Ron. Right, let's recap. We're talking about Frankie's Classic Car Fest, and it's on next weekend. So it's Sunday, the 3rd of September. Alan Mason's here with us. And it's not just the car and bike, and bike fest.
And bike, there are bikes, classic bikes as well, yes.
But a vintage market as well. This takes some organising, doesn't it?
It does a bit, yeah. It's all a bit busy at the moment. We're trying to sort out everything so it works smoothly next weekend. But we are expecting thousands of people probably to come along. There's ample parking there. It's easy to get to, as we said, off the A127.
And it's only a fiver.
It's a fiver to get in for adults. Under 12s are free. Yeah. It's open to the public 10 o'clock till 4 o'clock. So we've got over 500 cars and bikes booked in. If you've got a classic car or a bike that you'd like to display, we have a very limited number of spaces available, and you need to get there before it opens to the public. So sort of 8:30 to 9:30. If you come along then and you want to display your car in the main area, you can do that until that area is full up. And I think that will be quite popular on the day.
And if you're someone who's got a few cars, if you've got a few quid and there's a car that comes out occasionally, that's the car you're going to take. And you are in some ways going to want to show it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. And you know the serious ones, because they actually put mirrors underneath the car so you can see how clean it looks underneath and how smart. I don't go quite that far because I like to drive my cars, not just polish them. But there are people that make them look superb, I have to say.
So you're a classic car buff. You've got a few of yourself.
I have. My favourite is probably, say, the Daimler Dart, which is a bit of a classic, classic British engineering. Lovely car. I'm not sure whether that will be there or not, but certainly there will be several other Daimler Darts there, and there'll be lots of 50s, 60s, 70s stuff as well.
And it's something for everyone, but all ages as well, isn't it?
Because yes.
If you're 80 years old, you're going to remember the cars. If you're 8 years old, you're just going to revel in it. You've never seen so many cars there.
Well, the interesting story about the Daimler Dart, people of a certain age will come up to you and say, if you've got one, did you know the police used to have these? And the police used to have this sports car in the 1960s to catch the ton-up motorcyclists coming out of the Ace Cafe on the A1. And a nice little chrome bell on the front. You can't believe it now, but the police had these sports cars and really made good use of them. But it's for all the family. We've got children's entertainment on the day, food and drink there, obviously live music, as we've said, dancing. Mm. It will be a great day out for all the family.
And the Dunson Technical Centre, it's an ideal place there because it's not just the ample parking, it's not just the location. I mean, let's face it, everyone drives past it on the A127. You've got the track there, you've got everything on that site.
And it's quite famous for the design centre they had there, and I believe it was something like the Escort XR3i was actually designed there. So all the Escort guys love coming along because that's the sort of the birthplace of it, really. And it's a really good site to come along to, yeah.
But I think even now, the modern Ford engines, a lot of the work there has been designed there. It's still a very active centre,
isn't it? Oh, it is.
It's
a very active site. Lots of people work there, and say Ford are great in helping us to support the day.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, look, let's recap. This is on next weekend, 10 o'clock in the morning till 4 in the afternoon is the public entry. But if you've got something a bit special, turn up a bit earlier and try and get it shown there as well.
Sunday the 3rd of September. It'll be a great day out.
And music, cars, much, much more there. All of the details are at sfh.org.uk. And I think if you just, I mean, even just Googling Frankie's Classic Car Show.
Yeah, it will certainly come up. And the St Francis Hospice events team say it's all in aid of patient care at St Francis Hospice, which I know a lot of the Phoenix listeners do support.
Absolutely.
You can email them events@sfh.org.uk and you can ring them on 01708 771 431. But as you say, it's all on the website, sfh.org.uk. Lots of information on there.
And just one question from almost a personal point of view, as far as you're concerned. It doesn't all finish there, does it? Because as soon as you finish next weekend, you'll be preparing the one for the year after.
We will, yes. The planning does start straight away, I must admit. Yeah,
a lot of conversations, again, for this year will probably go on for what you're going to be doing,
yes,
for the following year.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming in. Now, if you did just catch that halfway, we're going to put it all up on the website. And just head over there. We'll take a few photos as well. So you'll see Alan here down in the studio. And do head over to phoenixfm.com. And it's all there. And by the way, Escort Cosworth 25th,
Focus RS15. That's it.
Those special birthdays, it's all up there. Thanks so much for coming in, Alan.
Okay, good to be here.
Thanks a lot.